Welcome to Unreal Bluegrass. I'm Steve Martin. I'll be here for the next 3 hours. Broadcasting live for the first time from Richwood Flea Market. You can hear me everywhere in the world, and they can also hear me right here in the facility. I have a very special program today. Night Flyer, one of my favorite bands, in the presence of Richard Props, Rick Hayes, Ronnie Stewart, Tony Kakiris, and Tim Jackson. They're going to perform for you whenever they feel like it. Right now they've got tuned up, and they have all their sound adjusted. And they're getting a little bit of refreshment, and they're going to come on and kick it off when they give me the sign. I think I'll join them on stage. Rick, at some point, I think I'll join you over there, and we'll just talk. We'll do a one mic style. We'll just come in and out of the mic, and I'll be part of the conversation. That way you don't have to come over here. It's going to be a good time. They have a brand new album out, Rail, River, and Road. Did a great new video that came out just a couple weeks ago. Of Old River, a Hazel Dickens tune. We're going to kick it off today with one of the tunes from the new one. This is White Lightning Blues, and we're going to have some fun, really. You need to tune in. Make sure you listen. This is a fabulous band. Right about at that time, folks, here we are at Richwood Flea Market. Night Flyer is taking the stage, and but we are ready, I think, to turn it over. I'm going to click a button. Guys, we got Night Flyer on the stand. It's going to be a blast. And as soon as I give you the sign, we'll be running through your sound right through here, and we'll be live on the whole worldwide internet.
Great. 1, 2, 3, 4. Running from the library, just as fast as I can. Take all my time so I can breathe.
Oh, Mr. Tim Jackson on the dobro right there.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent job, Timmy. Steve, if you'd like to come up and talk a little bit, we'd love to talk with you.
Stretch till I get there. Right?
Okay. We're stretching. Oh, you meant stretch vocally, not just literally. Vamp. Okay.
Okay, stop vamp.
Mr. Steve Martin.
Is this the greatest band you've ever... I mean, how about a big round of applause?
Thank you.
This is Night Flyer, folks.
Thanks, folks.
It's about as good as you can get, I think. I hear a lot of bluegrass, and I know a lot about the music, and I'm just telling you, Night Flyer is the real deal. I'm so thrilled they were agreeable to come out and do this. This is our first live remote broadcast with a live performance, and we kicked it off with a band today that I think is going to be hard to overcome for future bands that might want to do this. We're going to do a one mic. We're going to do this old style, Rick.
Sure.
So we're going to move in and out on the microphone.
Okay.
And whoever wants to talk. But I will tell you this, that Rick Hayes has been a guest on this program before. One of the first ones.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, back remember
that's
that.
That's right, I do.
And if you look on the archives of Unreal Bluegrass, you'll find a chat that I had with Rick a long time ago. But, Rick, come on over here and get in. Whoever wants to get in. That's good. That'll work. And whoever wants to step up to the mic. Let's talk about the band. First of all, I've got this new album in my hand, Rail River Road, Rail River and Road.
Correct.
And we get that in the circulation quite a bit.
That's
appreciate
awesome.
That.
We really appreciate you playing it.
You guys just released, I want to talk about this video a little bit.
Yeah, we'd love
Old
to talk
River,
about it.
Old River, there's the movie star down there, Ronnie Stewart.
That's the one and only. Well, actually, there's two, but
there's two.
We got the good one.
I'm the other one, you're the other one.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I had to learn to swim for that.
Well, all right, let's talk about this. And everybody talk up that wants to. I'm real flexible about this, but Old River is a Hazel Dickens.
Correct.
And you were talking before we went on the air about how that video came about. Let's talk about that a little bit, Rick.
Well, you know, we were lucky enough to have Shannon Rice. She was a doctoral student at San Francisco Art College, and she needed a band to do a music video on, and she wanted to do it kind of in the Americana style. She actually had a connection with Hazel Dickens in a way which we didn't know about until she came out and saw us. So she said, yeah, I'd love to do a video of you guys, and we picked this song, and she just went to town on it, and it was really, really cool, you know. So
it's excellent.
Well, I appreciate that. So go check it out. It has some underwater scenes in it and stuff.
Well,
that you don't normally see that in a bluegrass video. So she kind of went out on a limb for us.
You don't normally see survivors in a bluegrass video.
True,
those underwater scenes.
Well, you don't really know how many people actually did survive.
That's true.
No
that's
animals
true.
Were hurt during the filming,
well,
but
there
you
we
know.
Go. We're okay with PETA then.
Yeah,
Ronnie, you learned to swim doing this.
Yeah, I did the best I could, yeah.
Just kind of dog paddle?
Right, yeah, they slow it down in the video and make it look really cool. You know.
Kind of a Tarzan thing for you.
You can't see the me gasping for air.
You didn't see him put the paddles on you when you got up
they
on
were holding
the
his feet. So they could just tug him right back out.
Well, that just came out like what, a couple of weeks?
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
almost. Yeah.
We'll get around to doing that one before we get out of here.
Okay.
So let's go ahead. You introduced a little bit of the band. Let's do this over again. Rick, you introduce the band, and we'll talk as they come up.
Absolutely.
Rick Hayes on mandolin vocal, and I've known Rick forever.
It's been a while. Thank goodness.
From the old days when you make instruments, but you have one in your hand right now, the mandolin.
Yeah.
Why don't you do the honors for the rest of the band?
You've already talked to Ronnie a little bit, but Mr. Ronnie Stewart, all the way from Hamilton, Ohio, plays banjo, sings tenor and lead. Quite the accomplished player and singer, one of my favorites of all time, no kidding. We introduced Tim Jackson, also an Ohioan up there in Middletown, plays dobro and sings lead in baritone.
There's a lot of great bluegrass out of Middletown.
That's the truth. You know, you think back about Middletown and how many great players came out of that area, you know, the Osborne brothers and Frank Wakefield and so many others. And here's another, Mr. Tony Kakaris. From the Middletown area as well. Tony plays all the instruments very, very well, and he's the backbone of the band, and plays a great bass, sings a great part, lead, and baritone as well.
Why is his bass so skinny?
Well, we do travel a lot, and
three more payments, so and I get the rest.
Yeah, we cut some of his bass down so it'll get in the car.
Three more payments, he says he gets the rest of.
Pretty much, Velcro's on the side. You know, it looks just like a real bass at that point. And then hailing from Sydney, Ohio, by way of West Virginia, I think one of my favorite bluegrass singer of all time, and it's cool that I'm in a band with him, Mr. Richard Props.
He's blushing.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
He was blushing behind.
I tell you, I'm so proud of I'm so proud of all of the guys in the band, but Ronnie and Tony and Richard especially have this record. I think their singing has come to a new height. It sounds like brother harmony to me.
Well, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the vocals. You are a real strong vocal band. I mean, not only when you see Night Flyer do you see a great instrumental, the prowess that they have on instruments, but your vocals are really, which is important, but you guys are good vocalists. You blend really well together.
To us, I think that we all really love the singing bands. You know, it's great. There are lots of fantastic players out there. But we're really focusing on the groove of the band and then the vocal.
Well, let me ask you this. What vocal, if in your mind, Rick, and we're not being exclusive here, but in your mind, and anybody else who wants to chime in, what vocal sound do you remember being associated with bluegrass that really influenced
you? Well, there's a couple. And the Stanley Brothers, for me, are very important. And I think a lot of bands have copied them to a certain degree. I think the Lonesome River Band sound with Dan Tominski and Ronnie Bowman, that really comes to mind in my own background, paramount. I mean, that's great. And that's what I think Ronnie and Richard do very, very well. Yeah, Ronnie has a little bit more of that smoother baritone delivery of Ronnie Bowman, and Richard is more of that cut of Dan Tominski. Not that I'm comparing you guys to those guys. You're way better than either one of those dudes. But those guys are my heroes, absolutely.
You gotta watch.
But that's kind of, and it just sort of came, that's how the band kind of came together, and we just sort of had that sound.
For how many years has Night Flyer been in existence?
I think we're almost 3.5-4 years. I think this is our third season out or so. So it's a pretty new band for... really.
In bluegrass years.
Yeah, in bluegrass
years. It's a wink of an eye, but yeah. You've all had experience well beyond the
Yeah, everybody in the band has played, numerous bands. Ronnie was in a band called Blue and Lonesome for a number of years. I was in that band a long time ago with a fellow named D. Sparks, Larry's son.
There's actually some point that we've all been in different bands
together.
Right. Yeah. This one here is stuck so far, yeah.
Yeah, we're all very, very happy with this configuration and the tunes that we do. I think that's such a key thing. Everybody brings songs to the table, and everybody has a veto. If they don't like the song, then the song doesn't make it. If one person doesn't like it, you don't want to be stuck doing that song.
That's
every
a
night.
Good point, because I always get into that with guests who have mm-hmm. bands. And how do you choose what you're going to do? Who brings what to the band, and what's the process for sorting that out? And you kind of went into that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you can write a whole book on that subject alone. But I think that's something that separates bands: is two or three guys want to go this way, and then two or three guys want to go that way.
Right.
And this is how we play, and we try to find songs that sort of fit our theme, rather than vice versa, and I think that's why we're able to we look for songs that, that fit our style.
Yeah.
And if they don't fit our style, we kind of mold them into our style. The Old River is a perfect example. Hazel did it as a major three-chord song, and we turned it into a modal, you know, five-chord passing song that has a little darker than her version.
That's because you guys are good.
Well, I don't know. I hope she would like it. I hope she wouldn't take offense that we made it a little darker than she maybe intended. But it certainly suits us better that way.
Yeah. I'm holding in my hands right now the Rail, River, and Road, which is the newest CD.
Yes, and it's very hard to say that very quickly.
It is, and because you got to.
It's a lot of R's.
R's, and you got that ampersand in there.
I don't even know what that is.
You could have just said "and." That would help me out.
You know, it would have helped me.
All right. So this is the most recent one I have, and when did this come out? I've got 2014.
It was late 2014, okay. This is really our first season to be able to perform most of the songs on it. It's a fairly new record for us still.
And how long did it take you to? I'm always curious about studio time, guys.
You know, we did it pretty fast. It was a lot quicker than the first record, just because we were a new band. This record went together pretty quickly. The guys live so far apart. You know, we try to schedule as much time as we can to get in the studio and then bang out, you know, their particular parts. So fairly quickly.
Studio time is precious.
Luckily, I own a studio, so it's not quite as precious.
I knew that was a softball to Rick.
Thank
I know
you.
He has a
real whack. Yeah, it's, you know, feel free to give me a call, and we'll give you a great deal. But we didn't take total advantage of that, really. You know, we just didn't sit in there for hours and hours and hours. The guys did their homework, came in prepared, and we had a pretty good idea what we wanted to do for each song. Yeah.
So right now, if people come to see you, and you have a website, they can find you.
Nightflyerband.com.
Nice, really good website. Who works on your website?
Well, my lovely wife. She's the talented graphic and marketing person, and she's done all of our graphics, logo work, and makes us look way better than we are.
Well, that was another softball. I knew the answer to that.
Yeah, so you're just quite a good straight man.
I am. I'm trying.
You should,
really
you should travel with us.
I could.
Can you? Are you pretty good at carrying stuff?
No.
Okay, then. Well, then you fit right in with
no,
this
I'm
band.
Not. Yeah. No, I'm not. All right. I would try really hard.
Okay, yeah, that's what we all say.
All right, so they can find out. Like last night, I think you were up in Troy, Ohio.
We were. We played in Troy, Ohio last night. It was a super good time, good crowd. And then Wednesday we were in Grayson, Kentucky at Rudy Fest. And next week we're in Middletown at Mutz, I think, for the 4th of July extravaganza. Trenton, Ohio. Thank you.
All right.
Timmy knows.
All right.
And that'll be just bluegrass crazy.
So they can find you just about anywhere.
You can.
You're everywhere.
We're everywhere at one time.
And I know how far Troy is away from we are right now.
Pretty good haul.
You guys came in here early this morning for your time, and you had played a show last night, and I really appreciate you so much coming in. The people here appreciate it, too.
Well, thank you for having us.
You can
this bluegrass, it started on the radio, and it's back on the radio. And
yes, it is.
It's a really good thing, and I think in this day and age when there's so much music out there, It's the DJs that are going to make the difference. It certainly makes the difference for us.
Trying, man.
Yeah.
And for people like you and Nightflyer and all the members of the band to show up and do this live at the Richwood Flea Market for the people here, it's phenomenal.
Well,
it's phenomenal.
We're tickled to be here. Thanks for having us.
I think about the band. I've not made any secrets about that.
Well, and bless your heart.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to leave you guys alone. You play as long as you want. And when
all
you're
right.
ready, you just give me the high sign. But I'm going to leave you. You're going to hear more live Nightflyer right now. I'm going to go sit down.
Oh, Steve Martin. He is the champion of the band, and we do appreciate that very much.
Well, that's about going to do it for this episode of Unreal Bluegrass. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks again to Nightflyer for just a fantastic performance in the middle of our broadcast today. I hope you had a chance to catch it. It was our first ever remote with a live performance, and Nightflyer did an absolutely outstanding job right here at Richwood Flea Market. We had a good time. I hope you listened in and enjoyed it on live radio, our first ever. Thanks.